I'm so cool. There are no secrets ever fall from the lips of a fool.
Jennifer was 17, the same age as I. She had lived next door to us since we were 5. She knew I loved her dearly, I told her many times, and I looked forward to the day when she would be all mine. One more year of school, we thought, then wedding bells would ring. But the hand of fate has ways of changing everything. I walked upon the two of them down by the waterfall. Jennifer and Jimmy Jones, they saw me not at all.
Down by the waterfall, where the waters run so cool, there no secrets ever fall from the lips of a fool.
Jimmy Jones was married and had a family, and I just couldn't understand why they did this to me. They both were scared, but all they thought I'd do was tell his wife the faith and mask of fear before I took their life. People thought that Jennifer just up and ran away, and Jimmy Jones, who disappeared, is a mystery today. Many years have passed, but vividly I still recall, and only I alone know what's behind the waterfall.
Down by the waterfall, where the waters run so cool, there no secrets ever fall from the lips of a fool. From
thank you.
Who?
Yeah, well, a lot of you may not have been here. We did have a request to repeat this song, and it's something we like to do because it's been a very good song to us this year. We got a number one, it was a chosen number one bluegrass song of the year in Spigma at Nashville this year, and so we'll do it again. Jimmy's got his guitar up here, and let me get me another piece of Coke.
We get a lot of requests for this song, and we like to thank y'all for this because this song was voted number one through the Spigma. Which is basically y'all voting for the song of the year and band of the year and that type of thing. And we'd like to thank y'all for this song because y'all are the ones who called in to the disc jockeys and wanted to hear it, played over the bluegrass airways, and we appreciate that. And we will have our record, our CDs and tapes and all that kind of stuff for you to buy. If you'd like to, pick up a copy of something if you hadn't had a chance this afternoon. I know there's been a lot of music and you've kind of been kind of brainwashed with a lot, but we'll have ours open for a little while. And we do, as Ronnie said, we do have a new project coming out, hopefully in August. We've got about 3 more songs to finish, and hopefully that'll be coming out. And while we're making all these announcements, on behalf of me and Ronnie and Greg, we'd like to let all the young ladies know where we're going to be tonight after the show. You know, we don't have too far to go, do we? I mean, what? You know.
What?
Let all the young ladies know where we're going to be after the show.
No, you can't come down here to Delonica and solicit these young ladies like that.
Well, we're not soliciting, we're begging. There's a difference.
We always park at the Holiday Inn parking lot, make people think we're staying there, you know. Amen. Don't tune to that one. It ain't right.
Bring your second up, Charlie. We tune because we care.
Still sounds right. Bear with us, it's very important here. In particular, when you start a song just singing, you know, and that's the way this one starts. I have to come back in on the right note. And I hope I can do that.
I hope you can too.
It's called The Waltz of the Angels.